It's partly cloudy and 65 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for some patchy areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy skies, a slight chance of showers this afternoon, and a high of 78. In the news, deputies in Montgomery County arrested a Red Oak man Thursday evening. Officials say 22-year-old Cody D. Johnson was charged with simple assault following an investigation into a disturbance at a residence in the 100 block of West 6th Street in Villisca. During the investigation, it was determined Johnson had been involved in a physical confrontation with one of the residents in the home. Johnson was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. Three people were arrested recently here in Cass County. The sheriff's office at 52-year-old Catherine Ann Lang of Anita was arrested Thursday on a charge of aggravated domestic abuse. Lang was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on her own recognizance. On Wednesday, deputies arrested 54-year-old Mark David Carroll of Griswold on a charge of domestic abuse, simple assault. Carroll was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released on Thursday on his own recognizance. And on Tuesday, 34-year-old Travis Lynn Sickles of Red Oak was transferred to the Cass County Jail on a district court warrant for failure to appear on a child support hearing. Sickles was booked and remains held on $2,000 cash bond. A 30-year-old Lakeview man has been charged with unsafe passing for a fatal collision between his car and bicyclist in northwest Iowa. Eric Meyer of Lakeview also is charged with failure to wear a safety belt and have proof of insurance. The charge of unsafe passing carries an enhanced penalty, and if convicted, because the accident resulted in a death. The Iowa State Patrol says 47-year-old Sean Gosh of Onawa on June 20th was riding a bicycle with 49-year-old Jeffrey Gray, who's also of Onawa. The patrol says Meyer's car struck Gosh's bicycle, which then crashed into Gray's. Gosh was pronounced dead later at a hospital. Gray was injured in that crash. A man who quit his nursing job at a Council Bluffs hospital after he says he was prohibited from telling two patients they were worked on with unsterilized instruments is suing the hospital for back pay and damages. Robert Owen Burgeon says he resigned from Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs in April of 2013 after his bosses refused to tell two patients that surgical instruments used on them in 2012 hadn't been properly sterilized. The Omaha World Herald reports Burgeon filed a lawsuit against Mercy's parent, Allegiant Creighton Health, on Monday in Pottawatomie County. Allegiant Creighton says it will formally respond to the allegations through the court process and denies their accuracy. Burgeon, who is 56, now works as a temporary nurse in Tulsa, Oklahoma. A district court judge in Pottawatomie County Thursday questioned the competency of a man who was accused of attempting to abduct a child. The Daily Nonpareil reports 20-year-old Nathan Bussey of Council Bluffs appeared at a court hearing and apparently had trouble answering questions about whether he understood why he was being charged. His actions caused 4th District Court Judge Timothy O'Grady to continue a hearing on the matter until a later date. Bussey is accused of attempting to abduct a 10-year-old from a Council Bluffs elementary school. He'd been scheduled to plead guilty to child stealing, a Class C felony that carries a maximum of 10 years in prison, and register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney John Jacob Meyer said the prosecution and defense attorney Jennifer Nelson Solberg plan to meet later today to decide whether to continue working toward a plea deal or to take the matter to trial. While discussing O'Grady's decision, the prosecutor noted that Bussey suffers from mild developmental disabilities. The family of the victim was understandably upset at the proceedings. Bussey was originally charged with third-degree kidnapping, assault with the intent to commit sexual abuse, child stealing, and enticing away a minor under the age of 13 for sexual abuse and exploitation. According to police, at around 2:20 p.m. on January 28th of last year near Edison Elementary School, a 10-year-old fifth grader was walking on 4th Avenue, about a block from the school, to meet a family member for a ride after finishing her duty as a crossing guard. The suspect approached her and said, "What's up?" and Bussey allegedly grabbed the girl's arm and forced her to walk with him for several feet. The youngster was eventually able to break free of his grasp and run to a family member. The suspect fled the area and was later located by the victim's father, who detained Bussey until police arrived. The girl and her family did not know Bussey. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, William M. Nichols, age 27, of the Sacramento, California area and formerly of Lewis, passed away on Saturday. Celebration of life services for William Nichols will be today at 10:30 at the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Ernest Ernie Schnack, Jr., age 87, of Harlan, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Ernie Schnack, Jr. will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Edwin Michaels, age 87, of Erling, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Edwin Michaels will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Randall Lamb, age 59, of Des Moines and formerly of Redfield, died August the 1st in Des Moines. A memorial service for Randall Lamb will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Nancy Balch, age 63, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Nancy Balch will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Norma Cousins, age 87, of Griswold, died Monday at CCMH. Funeral services for Norma Cousins will be today at 2 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. John Gomez, age 94, of Stewart, died Tuesday. Services for John Gomez will be today at 2 o'clock at the historic All Saints Center in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Leonard Penny Toole, age 95, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Celebration of life services for Leonard Toole will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Matthew Erickson, age 29, of Carroll and formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Matthew Erickson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Trinidad Osbar, age 92, of Avoca, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Trinidad Osbar will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Sherry Sue Winther Denny, age 55, of Anita, died July 31st. Memorial services for Sherry Denny will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Opal Grace Needham Cruz, age 94, of Council Bluffs, died Thursday. Funeral services for Opal Cruz will be on Sunday at 2:30 at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Rican Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Kenneth Eggers, age 85, of Avoca, died Thursday. Funeral services for Kenneth Eggers will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Wayne Colvin, age 79, of Oakland, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Services for Wayne Colvin will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Rican Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Curtis Masteller, age 83, of Atlantic, died Thursday at CCMH. Services for Curtis Masteller are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.